Hello and welcome to this exploring session of the Norwich Grocers plays, which comes to us in a slightly fragmentary state in two differing versions, very different styles. They're both Adam and Eve plays, The Fall from the Garden of Eden, and they have a lot going for them. At the time of recording this episode, you can compare these versions of Adam and Eve with the exploration sessions of Chester's Play 2, also produced as a full cast audio, and Endtown's Play 2, featuring Adam and Eve. You can also drop in on Adam in Act 1 of God's Promises by John Bale to see how he's getting on. You hopefully can go to the show notes to find an online version of the text to follow as you listen at your leisure, though I recall finding it tricky to get a good online text version of this, so maybe you'll have to shop around. Here is the first stab at getting into the text. Workshopped with our Beyond Shakespeare irregulars sometime in 2019, there are stumbles and errors, but that is par for the course. More fulsome audio versions of all these exploring session plays will one day be released. Submit suggestions, clarifications, and passive-aggressive abuse, either on our Patreon page by joining us, or on Twitter at Beyond Shakes. The irregulars were Liz Cole, Mark Scanlon, Richard Fawcett, and Alan Scott, and I'm, as per usual, your host, Robert Crichton. And this is the Norwich Grocers play, versions A and B.
There's two texts, text A, text B. I suspect we'll only get through text A in the remaining time. They're not very long. They are semi-fragmentary versions of the same Adam and Eve story. Shall we stick with the same basic pattern of Adam, Eve, serpent, God?
So this isn't an everyday story of Norwich Grocer.
No. So this is the story of the creation of Adam, creation of Eve.
Perhaps they sponsored it because it's
yeah. Yeah. Well, it does make sense as a greengrocer that you know the apple was supplied by.
Another word from our sponsors.
And the apostrophe will always be in the wrong
place. Exactly. So the story of creation of Eve with the expelling of Adam and Eve out of paradise. You are Pater, sir.
Yes. Ego Principum Alfred Omega in Altissimat Habito. In the heavenly empery I am resident. It is not seemly for men, sine juratorio, to be alone, nor very convenient. For I have planted an orchard most congruent for him to keep and to till by contemplation. Let us make an adjutory of our formation. To his similitude, like in plasmation.
Just
plasmation. Into paradise I will now descend with my ministers angelical of our creation to assist us in our work that we intend and slape into man to be separation to send. A rib out of man's side I do here take, both flesh and bone I do this creature bliss, and a woman I form to be his make. Semblance to man, behold, here she is.
O my Lord God, incomprehensible, without mice, is thy high, excellent magnificence. Thy creature to me, is nunc ex ossibus meus, and virago, I shall hear in thy presence.
Out of my bone, yes.
Like unto me, in natural
preeminence.
Preeminence, of course. Liken to me in natural preeminence. Lord, honour and glory to thee I make. Both father and mother, man shall for high forsake.
For her.
For her forsake.
So a couple of things. Just going back to plasmation, I have found that, I did find that a second ago. Where is it? It's a formation. So from plasma, kind of thing.
So it's not the equivalent of just like that.
I do still love it. It's not seemly for man to be alone nor very convenient. But it's still. I get the impression he's a God's an incel. Right. God, continue your. Yes. Obviously, there must be more business here about with the rib. Taking, as it were.
Then my garden of pleasure keep thou sure. Of all fruits and trees shall thou eat and feed, except of the tree of cunning, while they both endure. Ye shall not touch it, for that I forbid.
Thy precept, Lord, in will, word, and deed shall I observe, and thy request fulfil, as thou hast commanded, yet is reason and skill.
This tree is called of cunning good and ill. That day that ye eat thereof shall ye die. Morte mortaria moriami, if that you do espy. Show this to thy spouse now by and by. I shall me absent for a time and space. A warned man may live who cannot yet deny. I make the Lord thereof keep well my place. If thou do this, thou shalt have my grace. Into mortality shalt thou else fall. Look thou be obedient when I thee call.
Omnipotent God and high, Lord of all, I am thy servant, bound under thine obedience. And thou, my creator, one God eternal, what thou commandest I shall do my diligence.
Here I leave thee to have the experience, to have experience, to use this place in virtuous occupation. For now I will return to mine inhabitation.
O lovely spouse of God's creation, I leave the here alone. I shall not tarry long, for I will walk a while for my recreation and see over paradise that is so strong. Nothing may hurt us nor do us wrong. God is our protector and sovereign guide. In thy place none ill thing may abide. Nothing.
Oh. This place no ill thing.
So oh, I see. Yes. Yeah. No ill thing may abide.
When you're reading, you can't. Yeah. Afterwards.
Yeah, it's that thing. Is it takes a moment. Once we lock into it, give it a
week.
It will be fine. And plus, we'll start changing these things. Possibly not this one, because I'm not planning to do anything with this one.
Okay. So.
Oh, gem of felicity and feminine love, why hath God under precept prohibit this fruit, that ye should not eat thereof to your behove? This tree is pleasant, without refute.
Nay, fortly we should die, and that then be mortal, we may not touch it, by God's commandment.
Nequaquam, ye shall not die perpetual, but ye should be as God's resident, knowing good and ill spiritual, and nothing can dear you that is carnal. Must be.
For us to know what hold you best, that we do not our God offend.
Eat of this apple at my request, to the Almighty God did me send.
Now will I take thereof, and that I intend to please my spouse, therefore to feed, to know good and ill for our meed.
I have walked about for my solace. My spouse, how do you? Tell me.
An angel come from God's grace and gave me an apple of this tree. Part thereof I give to thee. Part thereof I give to thee. Eat thereof with thy pleasure. For this fruit, this God's own treasure.
Adam, we're out thus tied. Before my presence, why dost thou not appear?
Massive gap in the manuscript. All sorts of stuff disappears. Sadly, after this, Adam and Eve are driven out of paradise, and they will say the following. So we go straight from the eating the apple to being cast out.
Oh, with dolorous sorrow, we may wail and weep. Alas, alas, why were we so bold? By our foul presumption we are cast full deep. From pleasure to pain, with carries manifold.
With wondrous woe, alas, it cannot be told. From paradise to punishment and bondage full strong. O wretches that we are, so ere we shall be enrolled. Therefore our hands we may wring with most doleful song.
And so they shall sing, walking together about the place, wringing their hands. And you sing these lines.
There's no any bells.
With dolorous sorrow we may wail and weep, both night and day, for in sorrow sitheth full deep.
So that's one of those hip raid wonders there, that
yeah,
song.
Yeah, set to music twice. And again.
Yeah, so, and that goes on. So that's text A. We can have a crit. We probably won't finish text B, but we can have a little crack at it. So it's basically a slightly different version.
So they're damned in four-part harmony.
Yeah. I'll read the first prolocutor. Mark, if you could read the second one, the alternative one coming up. So there's two prologues depending on how it goes. So it's the story of the temptation of a man in paradise, being therein placed, and the expelling of man and woman from thence, newly revived, and according unto the scripture, begone this year, anno Domini, presumably 1565, of Elizabeth.
It's late.
Yes, very late. Like as it chanced that before this season, out of God's scripture revealed in plays, was diverse stories set forth by reason of pageants apparelled in wits and days, and lately befallen into decays, which stories depended in their orders set by several devices much knowledge to get. Beginning in Genesis, that story replete of God is creation of each living thing, of heaven and of earth, of fish small and great, of fowls, herb and tree, and of all beasts creeping, of angels, of man, which of earth have being, and of the fall of angels in the apocalypse, to see which stories with the scriptures most justly agree. Then followed this our pageant, which showed to be the Garden of Eden, which God did plant, as in the second chapter of Genesis, you see, wherein of fruits pleasant, no kind thereof should want, in which God did put man to cherish tree and plant, to dress and keep the ground, and eat what fruit him list, except the tree of knowledge, God's high will to resist. The story showeth further that after man was blissed, the Lord did create woman out of a rib of man, which woman was deceived with the serpent's darkened mist, by whose sin, O nature, is so weak no good can... By whose sin our nature is so weak no good we can. Wherefore they were dejected and cast from thence than unto dolour and misery and to travail and pain, until God's sprite of until God's spirit... Rinvid, and so we end...
Revived.
Revived. Until God's spirit sprite revived, and so we end certain. And so then we have an alternative prologue based on whether there was a play before this or not.
Okay. As in thy fair form pageants it semblably declared, of God's mighty creation in every living thing, as in the first of Genesis to much such it is prepared, as lust I have to ready to memory to bring, of pride and foul of angels that in hell hath been, in the second of Genesis of mankind, his creation, under this garden Eden is made full preparation. And here beginneth our pageant to make the declaration from the letter C, in the chapter before said, how God put man in paradise to dress yet in best fashion, and that no fruit thereof from him should be denied, but of the tree of life that man should be afraid to eat of, lest that day he eat that he should die, and of woman's creation appearing by and by, and of the devil's temptation deceiving with a lie, the woman being weakest that caused man to taste, that God did so offend that even continentally, out of the place of joy was man and woman cast, and into so great dolour and misery brought at last. But that by God his sprite was comforted again, this is of this our pageant, the sum and effect plain.
Then we go into the pageant itself.
Bugger's about this, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Bugger's about.
Yeah. But it is a fragmentary manuscript, yeah.
Where there's an explicit reference to in the second chapter of Genesis at the letter mark C.
Yeah,
it implies that
it's there from some specific copy, isn't it?
I don't know whether some early Bibles may, rather than having verse numbers, actually had letters. For the starts of significant passages.
Yeah, it could be simply from that specific
it's a musical type notation, you know, back to letter A.
Yeah. Mm. So, but that's I'm sure there's probably something on that which if we're doing more on, we could definitely look into. But for the moment, let's crack on until we sort of run out of time.
Right.
We may just get through it, we may not.
I am Alfred Omega. My apocalypse doth testify that made all of nothing for man his sustenance. And of this pleasant garden that I have plant most goodly, I will him make the dresser for his good recreation. Therefore, man, I give it thee to have thy delectation. In eating, thou shalt have eating every growing tree, except the tree of knowledge, the which I forbid thee. For in what day soe'er thou eatest, thou shalt be, even as the child of death. Take heed, and thus I say, I will make thee an helper, to comfort thee alway. Behold, therefore, asleep I bring this day on thee, and out of this thy rib, that here I do outtake, a creature for thy help, behold, I do thee make. Arise, and from thy sleep I will the now awake, and take her unto thee, that ye both be as one, to comfort one t'other, when from you I am gone. And as I said before, when thou wert alone, in eating thou mayst eat of every tree here is, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil eaten none, lest that thou die the death, but doing so amaze, I will depart now where mine habitation is. I leave you here. See that ye have my words in most high estimation.
And the man and the woman speak together.
We thank thee, mighty God
and give thee the honoration.
And now just the man speaketh. You will be called Adam randomly. Yeah.
Right.
The text is very inconsistent.
Identity crisis here. three different... bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh eek, thou shalt be called woman, because thou art of me. O gift of God most goodly, that hath us made so like. Most loving spouse, I much do here rejoice of thee.
Yeah.
And I likewise, sweet lover, do much rejoice of thee. God be praised, and such comfort us give, that each of us with other thus pleasantly do live.
To walk about this garden of my fantasy mean meave, I will the leave alone till that I turn again. Farewell, mine own sweet spouse, I leave thee to remain.
And farewell, my dear lover, whom my heart doth contain.
Now of my purpose I doubt not to attain. I can it not abide in this joys they should be. Nay, I will attempt them to sin until their pain, by subtlety to catch them the way I do well see, unto this angel of light I show myself to be. With her, for to dissemble, I fear it not at all, but that unto my height some way I shall hear call. O lady of felicity, behold my voice so small. Why hath God said to you, eat not of every tree that is within this garden? Therein now answer me.
We eat of all the fruit that in the grounds we see, except that in the midst of which we may not taste, for God hath it forbid. Therefore it may not be, lest we die the death and from this place be cast.
Ye shall not die the death, he make you but aghast. But God doth know full well that when you eat of it, your eye shall then be opened, and you shall at the last, as God's both good and evil to know, ye shall be fit.
To be as God indeed, and in his place to sit, wherefore to agree my lust conceive somewhat. Besides, the tree is pleasant to get wisdom and wit, and nothing is to be compared unto that.
Then take at my request and eat, and fear it not.
And here she taketh and eateth. Now,
it's interesting, the 12-syllable line you would normally think would be a French line.
Mm. It's very different even from the A text this one play, and then also of the End Town as well. I mean, they're very different beasts, all three.
Yeah.
And to have such a long line, but then it's later, so a longer line is, you know, by 1560s. We've already noticed that in just looking.
But I'm wondering to what extent it sort of goes, because the normal difference is the extent to which the language is stressed.
Mm.
English is very stressed. French is much less stressed. Is whether the lines actually would be intended to be given without much stress.
Mm. Mm. Hmm. Might be an accent point as well.
Yeah.
Actually, it does seem to work much better with an accent that sort of flows through it rather than lands on it in a very pointed.
So often the way.
Yeah, because RP is very, very punchy.
Yeah.
Whereas any kind of burr stretches everything out and makes it much, much less. Anyway, eat of the apple and go to her.
My love, for my solace, I have here walked long. How is it now with you? I pray you do declare.
Indeed, lovely lover, the heavenly king most strange, to eat of this apple his angel hath prepared. Take thereof at my hands, t'other fruits among, for it shall make you wayous, and is God to fare.
Man taketh and eateth, and saith,
alack, alack, my spouse, now see I naked we are. The presence of our God we can yet not abide. We have broke his precept he gave us of to care. From God, therefore, in secret, in some place, let us hide.
With fig leaves let us cover us, of God we not be spied.
Adam! I say, Adam! Where art thou this tide, that here before my presence thou dost not now appear?
I heard thy voice, O Lord, but yet I did me hide. For that which I am naked, I more greatly died fear.
Why art thou then naked? Who hath so caused thee?
This woman, Lord and God, which thou hast given to me.
Again.
Hast thou eaten the fruit that I forbid ye it thee? Thou woman, why hast thou done unto him this trespass?
The serpent deceived me. The serpent deceived me with that his fair face.
Thou serpent, why didst thou this wise prevent thy grace, my creatures and servants in this manner to beguile?
My kind is so, thou knowest, and that in every case, a clean out of this place these persons to exile.
Cursed art thou for causing my commandment to defile above all cattle and beasts. Remain thou in this wild. Creep on thy belly and eat dust for this thy subtle wile. The woman's seed shall overcome thee, thus that I have wiled. Thou, woman, bringing children with pain shall be destiled, and be subject to thy husband, and thy lust shall pertain to him. I have determined this ever to remain. And to the man, for that my voice thou didst disdain, cursed is the earth forever for thy sake. Thy living thou shalt get with sweat under thy pain, till thou depart unto the earth whereof I did thee make. Beholden, this leathern aprons unto you yourselves now take. Lo, man, as one of us hath been, good and evil to know, therefore I will exempt him from this place to a slake. Lest of the tree of life he eat and ever grow.
Yeah.
Mine angel, now come forth and keep the way and port unto the tree of life. They do not resort.
Depart from hence at once from this place of comfort. No more to have access or else for to appear. From this place I exile you that you no more resort, nor even do presume again for to come here. And you departeth to the nether end of the pageant. Richard, could you read Dollar coming up in a moment, and I'll be misery.
Stella Allen Dolores or...
And it's interesting, you're given leather aprons. I wonder whether they've got the grocer's company written on the front. I can't see it not being that. Anyway, let's crack on.
Okay.
Alack, mine own sweetheart, how am I stroke with fear that from God am exiled and brought to pain and woe? Oh, what have we lost? Why did we no more care? And to what kind of place shall we resort and go?
Indeed, into the world now must we to and fro, and where and how to rest, I cannot say at all. I am even as you are, whatsoever me befall.
And enter dolour and misery, they take of man by both arms, and say,
come forth, O man, take hold of me, through envy hast lost thy heavenly light. By eating, in bondage from hence shall be. Now must thou me, dolour, have always in sight.
And also of me, misery, thou must taste and bite of hardness and of cold and eke of, or eke of infirmity. According to desert, thy portion is of right to enjoy that in me that is without certainty.
Better again.
Yep.
Thus troubled, now I enter into dolour and misery. Now, woman, must we learn our livings to get with labour and with travail? There is no remedy, nor anything thereon, therefrom, we see that may us let.
Be of good cheer, man, and sorrow no more. This dolour and misery that thou hast taste is not in respect laid up in store to the joys for that shall ever shall last. Thy God doth not this away to cast. But to try thee as gold is tried in the fire, in the end premonished shalt thou have thy desire. Take out of the gospel that it require, faith in Christ Jesu, and grace shall ensue. I will be thy guide and pay thy hire, for all thy good diligence and doing thy due. Give her to me, man, and that is true, thou shalt kill effects that by lust in the rain, and put dolour and misery and envy to pain. These armours are prepared, if thou wilt turn again, to fight with, take to thee and of each woman the same. The breastplate of righteousness, St. Paul, with it will thee retain. The shield of faith to quench, thy fire's darts to tame. The helmet of salvation, the devil's wrath shall lame. And the sword of the sprite, which is the word of God, all these are now offered to ease thy pain and rod.
Oh, praise to thee, most holy, that hast with me abode, in mystery
premonishing
by this thy holy sprite. Now feel I such great comfort, my sins they be unload, and laid on Christ's back, which is my joy and light. This dolour and this mystery I feel to me no weight. No, death is overcome by predestination, and we attain with Christ in heavenly consolation. Therefore, mine own sweet spouse, without an cavilation, together let us sing and let our hearts rejoice, and glory for our God with mind, power, and voice. Amen.
And the song is, with heart and voice, let us rejoice and praise the Lord alway, for this our joyful day, to see of this our God, his majesty, who have given himself over to us to reign and govern us. Let all our hearts rejoice together, and let us all lift up our voice on of us with another. Desperate attempt there at the end to sing a happy song about the fact that you're f***ed. Well, I was going to say, actually, you're in the Norwich A when you did the serpent there as a grocer, which is what, how it sounded to me. I thought it worked really well. It's like, here we are, I've got a lovely apple for you. I thought that worked really well. And the second one's so much more formal and trying to use long words, and therefore it's sort of, it's like those horrible words you had in that last speech of subordination, but beard.
Yeah, I mean, for predestination, I mean, it's
oh God,
it's interesting concept, you know.